Príjemné popoludne prajem všetkým na pozvanie podpredsedu vlády a ministra zahraničných vecí a európskych záležitostí Slovenskej republiky Miroslava Lajčaka pricestoval na oficiálnu návštevu Slovenska minister zahraničných vecí Malézie Dato Sri Anifah Aman. Dovoľte, by som požiadal oboch ministrov, aby vás informovali o svojich rokovaniach. Nech sa páči, pán minister Lajčak.
Dobrý deň. Nech sa páči, pán minister.
To the invitation of the Ministry of Foreign and European Affairs of the Slovak Republic, the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Malaysia, Mr. Anifah Aman, came to the Slovak Republic. I would like to ask both ministers to present the result of their negotiations.
Dovolte mi, aby som vás v prvom rade všetkých privítal na pôde Ministerstva zahraničných vecí a európskych záležitostí. Som rád, že v tejto dynamickej dobe máme čas aj na normálnu diplomáciu zahraničnú politiku a že som dnes mohol privítať môjho partnera, ministra zahraničných vecí Malajzie, Dato Sri Anifah Aman.
I would like to welcome you all in the premises of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and European Affairs of the Slovak Republic. And I'm glad that within so many issues going on, we have found some time for diplomacy and politics. I would like to welcome here the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Malaysia, Mr. Anifah Aman.
Je to v poradí druhá návšteva pána ministra na Slovensku, čo len potvrdzuje náš záujem o rozvoj vzájomných vzťahov. Pripomeniem, že len pred 5 mesiacmi sme mali na návšteve guvernéra malajzijského štátu Sabah aj s podnikateľskou misiou. To znamená, že ten náš dialog je pomerne intenzívny.
It's already the second visit of the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Malaysia to Slovakia, and I would like to say that it's only 5 months ago that we welcome here the governor of the Malaysian state, Sabah, where we also had some intensive dialogues, and it's also the sign that the dialogues and the mission is very intensive.
Prebrali sme celú škálu našich bilaterálnych vzťahov. Informoval som pána ministra o našom záujme otvoriť honorárny konzulát v Kuala Lumpur. Hovorili sme o nevyužitom potenciáli v našej ekonomickej spolupráci, zbrojársky priemysel, potravinárstvo, poľnohospodárstvo, ale aj úrady jadrového dozoru obidvoch krajín.
We talked with the minister about the existing potential, but also about the development of the potential in our bilateral relations. And we talked about the development within the field of armaments industry, food industry, agriculture, as well as the cooperation between the offices for nuclear supervision, yes.
Máme záujem pokračovanie spolupráce v oblasti vzdelania, kultúry a športu, kde už máme svoju tradíciu a osobitne pokiaľ ide o šport, je dlhá a úspešná spolupráca medzi našimi futbalovými zväzmi, ktorú máme záujem rozvíjať.
We are interested in developing the cooperation in the area of education, culture and sport, especially within the sport. We have had a long tradition of the cooperation of our football federations.
Keďže práve v tejto oblasti tá spolupráca našich futbalových zväzov je najúspešnejšia, mnohoročná, a pán minister sám je aktívny fanúšik a funkcionár futbalu, rozhodol som sa mu teraz využiť od príležitosť a odovzdať mu môj dar.
As this cooperation within the area of football is very intensive and Mr. Minister is also a great football fan, I would like to give him this t-shirt today.
To číslo 14 symbolizuje rok 2014.
This 2014 symbolizes this year 2014.
Rovnako tak sme využili dnešné rokovanie na to, aby sme ocenili našu kvalitnú spoluprácu na pôde medzinárodných organizácií. Malajzia oficiálne oznámila svoju kandidatúru na členstvo v Bezpečnostnej rade Organizácie spojených národov na roky 2015-2016 a my sme túto kandidatúru dnes oficiálne potvrdili.
These negotiations today are the sign of our good relations and we also supported today the candidacy of Malaysia into the United Nations Security Council for the years 2015 till 2016.
Našich rokovaní sa zúčastnila aj riaditeľka Medzinárodného vyšehradského fondu, Karla Wursterová, ktorá informovala malajzijskú stranu o možnostiach spolupráce medzi Malajziou a týmto fondom.
In this also Mrs.
Wursterová
took part, who's in these negotiations, who's the member of the Visegrad fund.
Hovorili sme o rokovaniach, ktoré prebiehajú medzi Európskou úniou a Malajziou, rokovania o dohode o partnerstve a spolupráci a o dohode o voľnom obchode. A veľa pozornosti sme venovali aj regionálnym otázkam.
We talked about the cooperation between the European Union and Malaysia. We talked about the free trade partnerships and cooperation.
Ja som informoval pána ministra o našom vnímaní situácie na Ukrajine a o vývoji v Európskej únii. Pán minister ma informoval o regionálnych témach, ako je Juhočínske more, alebo Myanmar, Thajsko. A hovorili sme aj o globálnych otázkach, ktoré sa nás týkajú všetkých, ako je Sýria, ako je Irán. No a nakoniec som sa nechal takisto informovať zo strany pána ministra o iniciatíve Malajzie, ktorá sa volá Globálne hnutie umiernených, a informujeme sa aj o činnosti našich zahraničných služieb.
Mm-hmm. I informed today the minister about the situation in Ukraine, and he informed me about the situation in different countries like Thailand, Syria and Iran, which are interesting for both of us. And I also was informed about the initiative called Global Movement of the Moderates.
Takže ďakujem pekne za veľmi konštruktívne rozhovory a budem sa tešiť na ich pokračovanie.
And therefore I would like to thank for very constructive dialogues, and I would like to I will look forward to their continuation in the future.
Thank you very much. First and foremost, I'd like to once again express our sincere appreciations for the kind hospitality and the warm reception that has been given to me and my delegation since we arrived here in the beautiful city of Bratislava. This is my second visit, as Excellency was saying, and I hope it's not going to be the last. And we had a very, very fruitful discussions. We have covered a wide range of subjects, ranging from bilateral to regional and international. And most of it, we are on the same page. And I've also requested, and I was very, very pleased from Minister, that the support for our candidature to the non-permanent seat in the United Nations for 2015-2016.
Rád by som sa poďakoval za skutočne vrelé privítanie zo slovenskej strany. Je to na pôde ministerstva hospodárstva, je to moja druhá návšteva ministerstva zahraničných vecí, je to moja druhá návšteva na Slovensku a ja dúfam, že nebude poslednou. Mali sme príležitosť hovoriť o mnohých problémoch, diskutovali sme tak o regionálnych záležitostiach, medzinárodných. A pán minister nám dnes oznámil, že podporil našu kandidatúru do Bezpečnostnej rady OSN pre roky 2015-2016, čo máme radosť.
And we touch on areas like the need for a closer cooperation between both countries and among other things besides the traditional investment and trade, but we are looking also exchanges among our people to people contacts, students and cultural exchanges, and I think this will bode well between our two countries and our people.
Hovorili sme taktiež o vzájomnej bližšej spolupráci oboch krajín, o tom, aby tá tradícia tej spolupráce pokračovala v oblasti financií, ako aj v oblasti rozvoja obchodu, ale zároveň sme hovorili aj o tom, že by sme radi podporili rozvoj v oblasti štúdia a kultúry.
And we talk about exchanges of students, for example, in our universities, and of course tourism. Malaysia has a population of 28 million, but we have 25 million tourists that came and visit Malaysia last year, and we very much welcome your country's participation in Malaysia in terms of tourism industries.
Hovorili sme teda o rozvoji, čo sa týka v oblasti štúdia, ale aj v oblasti turizmu. Minulý rok sme privítali 25 miliónov turistov, čiže radi by sme podporili aj rozvoj tejto oblasti.
And I also took the opportunity to brief Excellency Minister for the government transformation program and also economic transformation program, and I have suggested that our team from Malaysia come over here and to exchange ideas and opinions so that maybe there are areas that we can work closely together.
Taktiež som pánovi ministrovi mal príležitosť porozprávať o programe hospodárskej transformácii a o potrebe bližšej spolupráce.
Of course, we discussed about the Visegrad Group V4 and have instructed our ambassador to Slovakia to discuss further, and which I think will be very, very beneficial to both countries.
A hovorili sme aj o zastúpení krajín Vyšehradskej štvorky, hovorili sme aj o pánovi veľvyslancovi, ktorý tu má zastúpenie na Slovensku a ktorý sa bude angažovať v tejto oblasti a táto spolupráca by bola veľmi prospešná pre obe strany.
And I also took the opportunity to brief Excellency Minister on the Global Movements of Moderates, which was initiated by Prime Minister Najib during the address in the United Nations in 2010, and whereby the Prime Minister stated that it is not about Islam versus the West, it's not about Islamophobia, but it's actually between the extremists and the moderates. And what he has said was that there are extremists in all faith, whether it's Islam, Christianity, Buddhism, and but there are also big numbers of moderates, which he believes that the moderates have allowed the extremists to take center stage, and therefore what he's saying is that there should be more engagements and more dialogues through moderations and complementary to alliance of civilization and also interfaith dialogue.
Taktiež som pánovi ministrovi hovoril o globálnom hnutí umiernených, ktoré predstavil v roku 2010 Branislav Najib. Je to hnutie v tejto iniciatíve. Pán Najib hovorí o tom, že sú extrémisti, hovorí o strachu za islamizmu, hovorí, že kresťanstvo aj islamizmus je svojím spôsobom extrémistické, ale existuje skupina umierenených, ktorí sa snažia o dialog medzi týmito skupinami.
And I also took the opportunity to brief Excellency Minister on the situation in South China Sea and also the situations in Myanmar on the Rakhine Rohingyas. And Excellency has been very kind to brief me also what's happened in the Ukraine state and also the Syrian crisis which we have touched and also Iran.
Pánovi ministrovi som hovoril o situácii v krajinách, ktoré sú nám blízke, ako je Sýria, Irán, ale taktiež som si rád vypočul aj aká je situácia na Ukrajine.
And I also brief a minister regarding Malaysia's 2015 championship of ASEAN, and which is more of our approach to this championship, more of a people participations than orientations, and also the situation in southern Thailand, and also our role as a facilitator between Bangsamoro and the Philippines government, which hopefully, and we're looking forward to the presence of Prime Minister Najib in Philippines, whereby an agreement between the Bangsamoro and the Philippines government will be signed.
Hovorili sme o spolupráci aj o situácii v Južnom Thajsku, o spolupráci a s filipínskou vládou.
And finally, I've extended my invitation to Excellency Minister to come and visit me in Malaysia. I've come here twice, so now I have invited him to come and visit me in Malaysia. Now, before I finish, and I just want to convey the appreciations and best wishes from the governor of Sabah in Malaysia, a state in Malaysia which I'm from. And he's indeed that very, very happy and very impressed the reception that has been given to him.
Uh-huh. Taktiež využívam túto príležitosť, aby som pozval pána ministra zahraničných vecí na návštevu Malajzie. Ja som tu bol dvakrát, čiže budeme sa tešiť, ak navštívi Malajziu. A taktiež chcem využiť túto príležitosť na poďakovanie za vrele privítanie guvernéra malajzijského štátu Sabah, ktorý tu bol pred 5 mesiacmi.
And once again, I'd like to express our sincere appreciation to His Excellency Miroslav Lajček, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Foreign Affairs and European Affairs of the Slovak Republic. Thank you.
Rád by som teda vyjadril poďakovanie pánovi ministrovi zahraničných vecí a európskej záležitosti Slovenskej republiky.